Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
The mission of the American Veterans Center is to preserve and promote the legacy and experiences of our military men and women of every generation. Part of this mission involves a year-round internship program, allowing college students to work directly with our veterans and service members, including serving as guest hosts several episodes of Profiles in Valor. Serving as guest host this week is Hannah Jack.
Our guest this week is First Lieutenant Maria Mengrone, United States Army. Lieutenant Mengrone, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So you're currently a lieutenant in the Army, but you began your military career as a Marine. What led you to initially join the Marines, and why did you decide to move over to the Army?
I initially decided to join the Marines because it was the branch of service that I think I feared the most. I'm usually a person that likes challenge, so I thought that joining the Marine Corps would be something that was totally out of character for me to do. So I jumped in head first, and I'm so glad that I did do that because the Marine Corps laid the foundation for the type of person I am today. And the reason that I decided to then go Army was because I wanted to also pursue my degree in mathematics. So the way I was able to do that was through the Army benefits that were available. So that's why I made that switch. It was a difficult switch. It was a difficult decision to make. But again, you know, the Marine Corps and the Army have been incredibly good to me. And through the Army, I was able to finish my degree in mathematics. And then, you know, I'm currently working on my master's. So I am indebted to the military 100%.
Tell us a little bit about your service leading up to your deployment to Iraq last year.
I was an administrative clerk for most of my enlisted career. And once I received my degree, I decided that maybe I should consider becoming an officer. So I got my degree, and I finally decided that I was going to go to OCS, which is Officer Candidate School. It was nerve-wracking because I knew that the attrition rate was really high. But nonetheless, I said, sign me up. I went off to OCS, and I received my commission September of 2007, and I have not looked back since. I'm very glad that I made that decision. I was branched as an engineer officer in the Army, so my skill is to provide any support engineer-wise. But then we got told that we were going to deploy, and it wasn't going to be as an engineer officer. Ironically, it was going to be as a military police officer working in a detention facility in Iraq. So that was a surprise.
Let's talk about your deployment to Iraq. During your deployment to Baghdad with the Texas National Guard 62nd Infantry Brigade, you were the officer in charge of two detainee facilities, the Camp Taji Theater Internment Facility Reconciliation Center and the Camp Cropper Theater Internment Facility. Can you talk a little bit about the purpose of these detainee centers and what the day-to-day operations look like?
Yes. When we were deployed first to Camp Taji, we were in a facility, a state-of-the-art facility, a $100 million facility that was recently built for the government of Iraq. And the detainees that were there, we provided care, custody, but mainly our job there was to train the Iraqi guards that were there because they were going to be taking over the facility in just a few months from the time we arrived. And this training had been going on prior to our arrival, but we were going to be the ones to finish it. So the whole time we were there, we showed the Iraqi guards how to provide proper care and custody, how to run a facility, and we showed them everything. And we had to go through language barriers, culture barriers, not only in working with the Iraqi guards, but also when dealing with the detainees themselves. I mean, these were the worst of the worst. They had released hundreds of detainees, and then what was left was this bunch of detainees that we were there to care for. So, you know, in all honesty, I mean, these were the terrorists. These were the guys that actually did bad stuff to us. So, you know, we had to deal with their requests every day, 12-hour shifts, working with the detainees, and in addition, working with the guards. It's very stressful. So we did it at Camp Taji. We turned over that facility, and then shortly thereafter, we got sent to Camp Cropper, where, again, we turned over the last major facility to the government of Iraq. And we did the same thing. We did training with the Iraqi guards, and then, you know, dealing with the detainees, And then myself dealing with my own soldier issues, you know, any issues that my own soldiers had. So, you know, it was like a three-way balance. And then, of course, you had to deal with your own leadership. So, you know, it was a very stressful deployment, I would have to say, but it was very rewarding, and I got so much out of it. About my own person, I was, I think, able to be more effective in my communication skills, because we had to break through those language barriers. But in the end, I think we were successful in what we were sent for. And I think ultimately that's what matters, is that we were mission successful.
Under your leadership, Camp Taji was the first facility that was officially turned over to the Iraqi government, correct?
That's correct. That was the first time in history that had ever been done. And I was just the officer in charge for one of the many facilities within that prison. Well, now it's a prison, but within that facility. So there were other officers in charge. But in my own piece of the pie, I took care of what I had to take care of. And, yes, that was the very first time in history that had been done.
So what would you say was the most rewarding thing about that deployment?
I think the most rewarding thing is to see the soldiers that I started with when we first started doing our pre-deployment training, how much they had grown throughout the process. And to see that the person that I met before the deployment and the person that came out after the deployment, I mean, that's magnificent. We, as the group of soldiers who are deployed, have the unique ability to finally put in place what we've been trained to do our entire military careers. So to see all of those soldiers grow, that in itself, I think, is so rewarding. Because throughout it, you're hopefully offering them the support that they need or the guidance that they're looking for. And the growth within myself is what I thought too. And hopefully I'm a better person for having deployed and can bring back that experience to my civilian job now. So I think the growth is really what I think is the most rewarding.
In your civilian job, you're a high school calculus teacher, correct?
That's correct.
And you're also working toward your master's degree in math at UT San Antonio. Do you think your experience as a teacher carries over into your job as a military officer and vice versa?
Undoubtedly it does. I think one goes with the other and vice versa. Here in my civilian job as a teacher, I have to motivate these students to want to learn a subject that they otherwise don't care for, math, and to find how to motivate them to want to be here, to want to motivate them to want to learn it and love it. I use some of what I learned in my officer candidate school training and my officer training. I employ that here in my classroom. And then for my soldiers that are going through college courses, you know, I always offer them, you know, if you need tutoring, you can always call me, email me anything you have, and I will be more than happy to help you. I think they go hand in hand, and I don't regret any decision that I've made as far as the military or even being a teacher. I enjoy both professions, and I wish I could do one or the other full-time always, but I'm glad that I'm able to split it, and that's what's so great about the National Guard is that I can be a teacher, and then when I think I'm ready for more military stuff, they'll send me to a two-week school, or I'll do something military-related. So I get the best of both worlds, being both professions.
I'm curious, this was your second deployment to Iraq, correct? And
yes,
the first time you went was 2005?
Yes, the first time I went was in 2005, and I was enlisted, and I went as an administrative clerk. So the experience I had in 2005 and the experience I had recently in 2009 to 2010 was night and day. Definitely being an officer and being in charge was more rewarding for me than the first time I deployed, because I was in a position where my decisions mattered, or that my decisions had a lot of weight. So what I saw come out of those decisions, thankfully, were good, positive things, and I was able to take so much away from that. I definitely encourage anyone debating whether they want to become an officer that it's a good choice to make.
In closing, is there anything you'd like to say about your fellow soldiers and the current generation of service members?
Definitely. You know, as an educator myself, I'm hopefully molding the new group of soldiers that are going to join the ranks. And I'm confident that they're going to do just as good, if not better, than their ancestors. And I think we just need to be patient and show them the way to success. And that we show them that way just through being good role models for them. And I hope that's what I've done and that I'm currently doing. So that's the only thing I could ask for, is that we be good role models for them.
Lieutenant Mangrone, thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes, or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.